The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, on this Wednesday. Oh, gosh, here we go again. I got to say the year 2010. 6th of January 2010. Not even used to 09 or even 08. Somebody has hit the fast forward on the VCR of life. At any rate, coming up on today's program, I've got Chris Hinckley joining me in the first hour. And lo and behold, this afternoon I had another run-in with my wonderful friends from Round Rock, Texas, the Round Rock Police Department. I had to make another complaint to a desk sergeant down there. I wonder if these administrative boys realize how close they are to losing their jobs. And I'm not just talking about Round Rock. I'm talking about across the country. That we don't need little ticket writers anymore, and we don't need administrative people out there at the point of a gun applying the administrative procedures and all their confiscatory and all their psychobabble BS. They're really starting to get under my collar. And you better watch it, boys. You better watch it real close. Because one fine day you may find yourself out of a job because, you know what, the corporation has to do away with their private goons. And the sheriff and the sheriff's deputies in the respective county will be once again patrolling the streets. And if you show up with your little cockamamie attitudes to apply for a job at the sheriff's department, you're probably going to be told to hit the road, hey, I hear Walmart's looking for security guards. They keep pressing it, and they keep pressing it. You know, they think they're out there, they're all puffed up with themselves, and I've got a badge, and I got a gun, and I got authority. Really? On an even playing field, my friend, you ain't capital S with a hit. Let me underscore that. You ain't squat. Had a little traffic accident, not myself, but an 18-wheeler had taken a curve a little fast at a major intersection here in Round Rock, and he flipped his rig over. Well, I got stuck in traffic. I didn't know what the heck was going on. I pulled into the parking lot to the HEB. It doesn't stand for heap, folks. At any rate, I'm watching the guys with their rigs trying to upright this thing, and the only thing they're doing is tearing the trailer apart. Well, having a little bit of experience in such things, years ago I used to work deconstruction, that's right, demolition, which is a hell of a lot more dangerous than construction, because construction, you put things together piece by piece. Demolition, you take it apart in hunks, and that can be dangerous. I'll finish up this little story just to get it off my chest. God, these guys. Y'all puffed up with yourselves, huh? Well, one of these days we're going to see. Oh, say can you see my unemployed butt in the unemployment line? Oh, hear ye, oh, hear ye. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first-of-its-kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So anyhow, to make a long story even longer, and what prompted this was I almost was involved in a traffic accident because of this tractor trailer being overturned. So I was there acting in my own best interest and those of everybody else that's trying to weave their way around this little catastrophe. Nobody was hurt, by the way. And while they're standing around pulling their collective PUDs, traffic is not being directed. There is absolutely no concern for public safety is why they're supposed to be there in the first damn place. So I get this little puffed up Banny Rooster with, I'm sure, a Napoleonic complex because he's only about 5'8". Displaying his manhood for the collective PUD pullers that were standing around. And I was crossing the street to ask him if I could have permission to talk to his two tow truck drivers that were working on scene. And immediately, are you with the company that owns a truck? No. Well, then get over there. And folks, I swear on my mother and father's grave that I approached the situation with a smile on my face and very friendly. Okay? So the little Nero Nittler immediately dismisses me. So I'm standing back. They made another attempt to pull the trailer back upright, and in the meantime, they're just ripping this thing to shreds. Now, having said I worked demolition before, we have done our fair share of moving objects that were quite fragile, but we managed to move them in one piece. So I was going to tell him a way they could hook that up and to get that thing over at least in one piece. Might be a little scrunched around the middle, but at least they could have the thing in one piece and tow it off. Well, I stepped 3 foot into the roadway, and by the way, me talking to the tow truck drivers now, there is nothing going on that's going to present any safety hazards to yours truly or anybody else, okay? So immediately, what do I get? The puffed up Banny Rooster. I thought I told you to get over there on that sidewalk. And I just looked at him and I just waved him off like, yeah. So I'm standing there and pretty soon the gaggle starts to gaggle together. And then there's a few of them starting to orbit. And I looked at one of them and I said, yeah. And he said, is there a problem? And I said, just with your boss over there. And he said, I'll repeat, is there a problem? I looked at him and I said, I got it. Okay, I got it. I got in my car and I moved on. In the meantime, they're still standing around pulling their collective PUDs. Traffic is still backing up. Public safety issues are mounting. So what do? I call the nice desk sergeant down at the Round Rock Police Department to lodge, and again, a friendly complaint. I said, you know, part of the job of being a police officer is not just law enforcement. It is also public relations. And if you're in position of command, it's also to demonstrate to your underlings, the people that are in your charge, how to do things. Well, he agreed with me, and he said, I will have a talk with him. And I said, by the way, tell Lieutenant Drawbaugh I said hey. He was the one I initially made the complaint to down here in Round Rock over the cop that wanted to throw me in jail for simply making an inquiry. Remember that one? Don't effing talk to me, or I'll throw you in jail. Over confiscating somebody's equipment that their paperwork wasn't quite in order, and I thought that I would give the opportunity for the said offender to at least not have their property confiscated until they cleaned up their paperwork and they could reclaim their property, and it would be safely kept on the building and its premises that we had leased out. That was my mortal sin. You know, I know a lot of police officers listen to this program, and I know you know what I'm talking about here. This is not a condemnation of all the police officers wearing a badge and a gun across this country, because there's a lot of good ones out there, and they're trying to do the right thing. You've been led down a path, an administrative path, that's really not yours to follow, but we're going to help educate you. We're going to get this republic back. We're going to get a constitution back. We're going to get common law back, and we're going to get some blessed sanity once again. Because I'm sick and tired of you puffed up Banny Roosters thinking you rule the roost. No, we're your boss. You get it? I had to get that off my chest because that was going to eat at me all day. At any rate, thank you for holding on to that little while I went through my little diatribe. Oh, God. Chris Hinckley, how are you? Hello, Chris. Where is he? Uh-oh. We got somebody missing in action here. He'll come up in just a minute. I got you on Skype in case you can hear me there, guy. Doom, doom. Ah, we've discovered the problem. Is this an Administrative Procedures Act, by the way? Do we have him? Hello. Chris Hinckley. Chris.
I'm here.
Ah, well, there you are.
I'm here.
I thought I scared you away.
No, I was going to mention, though, if we could have a Dr. Phil moment, you need to work on speaking your mind and not beating around the bush so much.
Well, yeah, Yeah, the anger and the passion certainly does come out from time to time. But, you know, I do this self-medication. I let it out.
Yeah.
Between the time that you and I had spoken earlier today, this little incident happened with the Round Rock PD. And I'm trying to be nice, and I'm trying to be polite, and I'm trying to be helpful, and all I get is some little cockamamie Banny Rooster that, well, he's just got a different approach to law enforcement. Not being peace officer, mind you, because he was anything but peaceful, right, at any rate.
But as Dave Champion and Bill Carnes point out regularly, it's not their job to protect the citizenry, right? They're corporate officers, and they're called that for a reason, right?
Well, and if that's their job, and if they consider me to be property of the state, so be it. But if their job is out there for the administration of safety, you know, for everybody, it's all about safety and all for our own good. Well, then if they're the corporate masters out there to protect the property, they fell down on the job. Because there was about eight of these guys standing around doing absolutely nothing. And the only reason I got involved in this is I almost got hit. Because, you know, when there's a traffic accident, people have places to go and people to see. And they'll start shortcutting and jumping lanes and just doing weird stuff that you don't normally see. That was the reason why I stopped in the first place. To see if I could lend some assistance, to see if I could, you know, just whatever. And, you know, I got the guy standing there barking at me, "Get on the sidewalk!" Well, the guys can't. He didn't even want to, and I didn't even get around to the point as to why I even wanted to speak to him. But he didn't want to speak to me. He just wanted to bark orders. He wanted to be his authoritarian little self. God, I would not want to be that guy's wife or one of his kids. Oh.
Huh. Anyway. Well, you know, speaking of that issue, I mean, it's interesting. I don't know. You want to say if the Fourth Amendment, unreasonable searches and seizures, doesn't apply, and if the Fifth Amendment, you know, due process of law, doesn't apply, and it is, in fact, an administrative issue, like you were saying, then I think the next best question from there is Ralph's question.
Ralph Winter Road?
Correct.
Oh, if you're going to name drop, you got to give both of them.
All right.
Okay.
I think his question, you know, which I think it would be modified in this case, but which substantive reg in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553 B, C, and D are you pointing to that I'm bound under? Which substantive reg presumably affects me?
Yeah.
Under Title 49, typically, whatever state you're in.
Mm-hmm.
5 U.S.C. 553 B, C, and D, which one of those regs that's in compliance and is a substantive reg, not a benefit? Because as you know, well, maybe you don't, Mr. Officer, but you need to remember that all benefits are precluded under 5 U.S.C. 553A2.
You know, it is just, they're acting, and I understand this, Chris, they're acting accordingly. They've got a job, they're given policy. They're given the rules and regulations of to wear such badge with honor and wear that gun and keep collecting your paycheck every week. We're going to tell you what to do and how to do it. I completely understand that. A lot of these guys are ex-military, and they're used to taking orders. They're not used to thinking. That's part of the problem here. They're not used to thinking. And when, and here, more importantly, they're taught ever since they were knee-high to a police academy graduate that they're taught that the enemy or the potential enemy are those people you're going to be out there encountering on the streets and your job every day. They could potentially kill you. You know, and this is the mindset. Now, I know what it's – I personally don't know what it's like to pin on a badge and a gun, but I've had enough experience with the police. I know enough police. I know enough sheriffs and county sheriffs and guys that got badges. Them stinking badges, man. I understand. What they don't know is they're doing their job to the best of their ability, doing what they're told they need to do. Now, does it run afoul of the Constitution, logic, or anything else? Well, of course it does. But I'm not going to stand there and berate a police officer and dress him down because he's doing what he's told to do. It's got to be done in a different manner. We'll be right back. Chris Hinckley's with me today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You know, by the way, what was really odd about that situation I encountered about 45 minutes ago was that the two police officers that I spoke to initially, and there were a couple other people, civilians as they're referred to, we were all just standing around and we were just having a good old time, just chit-chatting. These guys could have been your next-door neighbor. They could have been your cousin. They could have been your brother-in-law. They were just regular people until the command came around. Chris, I didn't realize how much that bothered me until I sat down behind this microphone. I had no intentions of yelling, but I'm just sick of this stuff. And that's just in microcosm, in little minuscule display of the greater problems we have with the emerging police state in this country. It's the attitude. You know,
well, you know, speaking of that, I know that Dr. Truat has mentioned that DynCorp has played a big role in the, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. We'll call it the prison plantation issue, the covert, overt prison plantation issue. But not to eschew Blackwater, they have kind of taken a leadership role in training, they say. In fact, they're masquerading now not really as Z anymore, XE Services. They're now they've been rebranded already into U.S. training centers, and abroad they're operating primarily as their private CIA, which was a confluence of the Black Group, Terrorism Research Center, and if memory serves, Total Intelligence Solutions, which is really the name that they operate under now abroad, TIS, Total Intelligence Solutions. And for anyone that's interested, I think it's interesting that if you go to terrorism.com, that's one of Blackwater's websites. That should tell you all you need to know. But they're training all these guys. They bought a company up in North Idaho, officially consummated the deal November of 2007, and it was called the Backup Training LLC. But at the time, that company prided itself and boasted that it was the world leader in CD-ROM-based law enforcement training. And now, you know, Blackwater owns them and trains the whole world, everyone from, you know, Podunk, Idaho to Darfur on military and police tactics. So, you know, and then you have all the revelations that have come to light lately about Eric Prince and him being an asset for the CIA. Surprise, surprise. I mean, TIS is essentially the CIA. It was, you know, the Black Group was Kofor Black's company, who is a career CIA black ops vet. And then Robert Ricker, you have both of them and a number of other people there. And in fact, those two have distanced themselves recently because of the public outcry. And it's just, you know, all kinds of stuff in light of, you know, where do you start with the headlines? New York Times and everybody's reporting that the CIA, yeah, the CIA is bombing the crap out of Pakistan and Afghanistan and everywhere else. But you know what? It's actually Blackwater that's helping coordinate the drone bombing attacks. And they've been staging campaigns from the Afghan-Pakistan border going back all the way to, who knows, 2002 was the first contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
Well,
anyway.
And this is the stuff that's not being reported. What you'll hear on the news is you might hear a blurb about, well, they're going after Al-Qaeda strongholds, and, yeah, there's been a few missiles launched. And what they didn't explain to, and I covered this on the program yesterday, Chris, is how many people they killed to supposedly, now, get this, they're only suspected of being Al-Qaeda. So they blow them off of the face of the map. They're just suspected. They didn't know that they were or they weren't, but here's a target of opportunity. Yeah, it doesn't look like there'll be too much collateral damage. Hey, we're going to go get them. The only problem with that is they killed over 700 people, 700 civilians, to supposedly get 9 suspected Al-Qaeda.
Now, right, and how many times recently have we seen in the headlines? It's been a while, I'll admit. The last one that I remember distinctly was early 2009, which was right on the heels of the one that was late 2008. It was like November 2008. But remember, and then there was one a few years prior to that, the wedding parties that have been bombed?
Yeah.
You know, they're bombing wedding parties. And
do you know, I forget the, I think... the name of the movie escapes me, but there was actually a Hollywood-produced movie where there was a wedding of some Arabs and there were some suspected terrorists in that group, and they blew the wedding party apart. You know, is this art imitating life or life imitating art?
That wasn't Patriot Games, was it?
No. No, but that's another one, come to think of it. Yeah, they sent the missile. Yeah. Blew the snot.
Right.
Yeah, he was a big cocaine dealer. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, the problem here is that we do have entities, and these are paid mercs, folks. You know, you hear the stories about our servicemen that don't have proper benefits, or when they get screwed up in a battlefield, they come home and there's not enough money in the VA coffers to take care of them once they put their lives out there on the firing line. You know, but a lot of people do not understand a lot of the military budget, what they're paying these mercenaries. And they're contract workers. Just like the aforementioned police, the corporate Keystone Coffer cops that I mentioned, here's your job duty, here's the policy, here's the standing orders of the day, and oh, by the way, you're a good boy, you can come by and pick up your check. But these guys are the police on steroids. And when I say that, they're not accountable to anybody. They're accountable to the people that pay them for the job that they're supposed to do. Forget international law, forget conscience, morality, ethics, anything else. It's a big paycheck. I'm sorry, Chris, let me have you respond to that when we get back from this break.
Sure.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back, and Chris Hinckley has been kind enough to join me this afternoon. And Chris, your program is what, 11 p.m. Central Time?
Correct.
Monday through Friday.
Yes.
And I was, you and I were talking earlier today, and the more I talk to you, the more I like you. you're an even guy. You take your subject matter seriously. You're not over the top like I am. I sometimes get over the top. You're very staid and laid back in your presentation. You know, I appreciate you being part of this network. I really do.
Well, the honor is all mine, and I don't know. I usually get a little bit nervous coming on the National Intel Report. I mean, come on, this is the big show. This is the big dance, right?
Well, yeah, so to speak.
I try to bring my A game. So,
well,
anyway,
I appreciate. Well, and there's some things going on, and you are aware of this. We're firing up the elected representative network, and by the way, Louise Dumare, her married name is Gillespie. I was talking with her yesterday, and I said, you know the content of my network, right? And she goes, yeah. I go, you know, we're not anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish. We're just anti-Zionist. She said, I wouldn't have it any other way. And she imparted, and here's the four things that struck out at me. First of all, she's a woman. Second of which, she's Jewish. third of which she's a lawyer, and fourth of which she's a woman. And it's like, holy mackerel, who lit this woman's candle on fire? I was talking to her right before the broadcast today, and she's been busy drafting and submitting bills to the state legislature in Missouri, and she sounded rather giddy and a little bit full of herself. And I said, you going to let me in on this? And she said, well, we're getting some bills passed here in the state of Missouri. I said, like what? She said, like opening up the common law venues again. I said, come on. She said, no, we're serious. You know, all this 10th Amendment stuff and this, that, and the other, you know, all that's great and all that's fine. But where is the recourse for you or I, my dear friend? We get attacked. We walk into a courtroom and say, well, Your Honor, let me get out this little constipation or, oh, that's right, the Constitution here. Well, don't bother bringing that out because I can't see it and I can't hear it. You're in an administrative procedures court. And this is the codified and statutory and convoluted, and you ain't got any rights except what I tell you you have. Excuse me?
Yeah, well, man, you know, we're jumping all over the place. It's interesting. We go from Afghanistan and Pakistan back to here, but you know what?
That's the way my mind works.
No, it goes right back to Afghanistan and Pakistan because it's the same administrative system all over the world. I think it's fascinating that Afghanistan can be holding their second ever election for all intents and purposes, second in modern history, and yet they have the same system, the same cabinet officials, et cetera, as all of the other Western nations. How is that possible exactly?
Well,
oh, yeah, the administrative state, right?
There you and you know what's really – and really when you start boiling this down, you know, we talk a lot about – personal responsibility. And I know right from wrong. If I don't, there's always somebody there to remind me what's right or wrong. We've got a ton of those. But the thing about this is personal responsibility. Look, if we've got common law once again, and you're standing not necessarily against something, but you're standing for something, you're accepting the responsibility of being a citizen of your respective state. You're taking the responsibility of the law, and you're trying to use that rule book to apply it to the matrix that we see created out there. And none of this has to do with personal responsibility. What they have built is literally the nanny state, that they are an authority. They know best. You don't know how to run your own life. You don't know how to keep yourself safe. You don't know this. You don't know that. Well, excuse me. Who are you? This is my life here. As
right.
long as I'm not infringing on somebody else's rights and I'm not damaging them or their property, where is your claim against me? And by the way, who the hell are you, you administrative goon, standing there with your badge and your gun on?
Isn't it interesting that you make that assertion and you're one of those right-wing radicals, but, you know, in the liberal, any liberal or someone, and not to you know, draw distinctions. But when you look at these organizations, the people that are put forward that have a liberal leaning perspective or agenda, and they make that point, well, you know, I'm this or that, and I'm not hurting you, so what's the problem? When they do it, oh, that's fine. But when you do it, oh, you're a radical.
Well, and the verbiage that's being thrown around, and I hope people are noticing this, and I'm sure that they are. I'm not pointing out anything spectacular here, but the diatribe that we're seeing, the attitude, the socialistic or communistic philosophy that's being hoisted on everybody, and you're right, Chris, when we respond, oh, you're a right-wing extremist. Wait a minute. No, I'm operating out of the law, okay? I'm operating out of the principle of the law. No, I am not a goon. I am not a right-wing, beer-swilling thug. I am not a troublemaker. I want peace in my lifetime. I want equal application of the law across the board. I want, first of all, everybody to have a good understanding of what the hell the law is in the first place. You know, these administrative people, they go out there setting their own policies, and they're never wrong until you have to drag them into court. If you're lucky to get that far, get them into court and prove that they are in error. That's not the way this thing is supposed to work. Oh, and by the way, if my complaint's big enough, yeah, I want to impanel a grand jury, but I got to go through the prosecutor to get there. That's not the grand juries were the safety net for John Q. Public, whether the system went afoul on them or something else is out of kilter. Maybe we've got some heavyweight money in there that needs to be protected, or a few friends, little ring knocker friends that got a little cabal going and they don't want that touch. So I'm kind of like shoved it. No, bull. The personal responsibility and following the law is shared equally, and the responsibility for infractions upon somebody else. You got to pay the penalty for that, pal. This is what our clowns in Washington think that they're above. By the way, I wanted to mention something to you and get your take on it, Chris. You notice all the people are bailing out in Washington? It was announced today that Dodd is bailing out. Who's the other guy? Dornan?
There are actually three of them. It's Chris Dodd. That was a this just in kind of thing.
Well, and we've got people that are walking away from the Democrat Party going, oh, this is not why I signed on to be a Democrat. Well, congratulations. Now you're with the rhinos or the neocons.
Right.
You know, do you know, that demonstrates to me that they think that they're trying to be more conservative because they don't like what the liberal little socialists and communists are doing. So they're going to separate themselves from walking from their seat over to the other side of the aisle. And somehow that this is going to make everything okay. These people are so far out of touch with the Constitution in Washington, D.C., I doubt very much they wouldn't even know how to spell it.
Yeah, it's interesting. John Coleman wrote a book. He wrote a few, obviously, but he wrote one titled, his book titled, What You Should Know About the United States. He actually digs into that subject matter pretty well, I think, for someone who hasn't really turned it over as much as someone like Ralph Winterroad has, for example. But and that's kind of his point. You know, these guys wouldn't know constitutional if it jumped up and bit them. And the three guys were Byron Dorgan, Senator Dorgan, Governor Bill Ritter, and Chris Dodd.
You know, and the 17th Amendment, we have don't we have term limits on congressmen?
Well, yeah, that's the rumor.
Well,
don't we?
Well, we're supposed to have it. I'm trying to get a real answer to this. These guys like Dornan and Dodd have been there since the early 80s. How is it that, well, and of course we got the 17th Amendment that popped up. We'll turn this into a political sideshow.
Right.
You know, but I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, wait a minute, Dodd has been a senator since 1980? Doesn't term limits, doesn't that involve them? Because these entrenched power boys in Washington, that's how they get on these committees and these select committees. I mean, they hang around until they're willing and able to go do the bidding for the highest, the person that gives them the highest check, and we're off and running. But if you keep turning that little cabal over, it's tougher to keep dealing with new personages and personalities and new people. Maybe we wouldn't have, well, maybe we would, but maybe we possibly might not have as much corruption and good old boy back scratching as we got in Washington, D.C. Let's go to the phone.
That would be nice.
Brother, I'm telling you. Oh, by the way, a little shout out to Carol Asher. Thank you for your email. She emailed me and said, John, you're music to my ears whenever you talk about taking back the power. Like telling a lot of these multi-layered police Gestapo types to shape up or get prepared to hit the road one day soon. If you haven't seen it yet, could you possibly find an hour to download and watch a 56-minute documentary on police brutality entitled The Largest Street Gang in America? The visual is poor in parts, but it's spellbinding all the same. She said, Jack, meaning Jack McLam, Jack and I just watched it this morning. Horrifying and unbelievable, the attitude and conduct of these goons. I tell you, John, when we get this nation back, we will need to make sure that every would-be police cadet attends a class given by Sheriff Richard Mack and certified by SAME. Find a video by searching that title. But the version we watched was produced by an entity called Boiling Frogs. Thanks, Carol. Thank you, Carol. Appreciate it very much. George in Texas. Hello, George.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
You know, the thing is, you ever watch that show Cops? And then, you know, these other little goon cops watch the show, and they think little rinky-dink Round Rock, Texas is like the worst crime area in Chicago, Illinois.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when I come for you?
Yeah, well, I have a feeling I think cops will be, after we get our country back, we're gonna be chasing after people who violate our rights, who once wore that uniform, who once were stars on the show.
Well, George, I think, and this is just conjecture on my part, my own personal opinion, but I think this is why Dornan and Dodd, got their hat, and they're going to go bye-byes. And I'm waiting, and I was watching Nancy Pelosi today looking very nervous, like a little drop of water on a hot skillet. She does not.
I think she always looks like a scared chihuahua in the corner, personally.
Oh, but no, today was particularly. She was trying to be humorous, and that wasn't even coming across. And she just looked like she just wanted to dive under the nearest table someplace. I think what's going on here is they realize. And I'm not talking about the core power group that's pulling this coup d'état off, but all the associated minions. And I have no illusions about Nancy Pelosi or Dianne Feinstein or Charles Schumer or a host of other of these characters that are out there. But I think they're starting to finally get the message that, A, there is an informed electorate out here, if that's how you got to view us. B, we certainly know what the Constitution includes and what it doesn't include. And C, we might be hunting your butt one of these days for treason, because you remember you did one thing. You swore to protect and defend that. You took that constitutional oath. There is going to be your downfall and your ticket to ride to your nearest jail cell. Do not pass go. You don't get to collect your $200 neither. And I think they're starting to get this blowback from the, you know, just you and I, the little people out here. They're starting to get the message that, wait a minute, this wasn't going to be as easy as we thought. We thought we were going to be able to do everything that we wanted to do in this aura of crisis. And I don't see too many people running at Mach 3 with their hair on fire down the street in sheer panic because of global warming. My God, I don't know about the future of health care. You know, it has nothing to do with that. I think they're starting to feel, and this is starting to penetrate. Do you really think, folks, that it went unnoticed that there were 1.5 million people up there at the 9/12 thing? Do you, even though they weren't there assembled that day, you don't think that they didn't know that they were there? Now, everybody, sure, that would have liked to have been there, there could have possibly been 2, 3, 4 million, maybe 5 million people there. And I'll tell you what, I've said this before. You know, people tell me, you heard the old adage, oh, you can't fight City Hall. Really? If there's enough of us, we can literally pick the building up and move it to where we want. If there's 5 million people standing in Washington, D.C., what do you think we could do then?
Well, John.
Yeah.
You know, also, John Walsh for America's Most Wanted, I could see you hosting the show.
I'd much rather see Jack McLam doing it, for sure, yeah. Richard Mack.
But I met John Walsh back when I lived in Florida.
Yeah.
And I told him about, you know, you're really a stooge for the federal government, you know.
He was an arrogant, cocky little sucker, and I could just about imagine what that guy was like when he was in uniform.
And, you know, just, but you know, the thing is, there's a couple of cases, I would like you to know about somebody in Austin, Texas. He had his case dismissed when an Austin police officer tried to take his blood, and he refused. And when he went before the magistrate, he asked the police officer and the police chief, I want to see your letter of mark. And they had to dismiss the case.
Really?
Yeah.
So where is your authority for me to turn over evidence to incriminate myself? Oh, it just makes my job so much easier. You don't understand. It's for public safety. Yeah, well, you know what? Life is an ongoing hazard. Most of us get through it until the day we die, and hopefully of natural causes and not by accident or imposed disease. You know, and George, I want to live my life. I want to slow it down. I want to live the remaining years of it in something akin to what I perceive life as being. I'm not looking for a safety net. I'm not looking to be protected. Life,
you want to be left alone.
Life is a roll of the dice. It is what it is, brother.
Well, there's another case. A jury acquitted somebody, and I think it's like Harris County, one of the counties, but a guy got acquitted for assault on a TSA officer because he touched his wife and his daughter, teenage daughter, inappropriately, and he waited till he got off of work and went and followed him and beat the crap out of him. And I'm surprised they didn't bring that before it in the news.
Well, they're not going to do that. Because that was one of my complaints. Even before they announced pat-downs, I was patted down coming out of Austin Bergstrom. And this guy, down on one knee, when he got real close to my crotch, I looked down and the look on my face said it all. He said, "You need to smile." I said, "Have you lost your mind? What country do you think you're in? You're standing here patting me down because I might be a terrorist?" I said, "Have you lost your freaking mind?" Half of the airport at the volume of my voice heard that day. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Right.
safe and secure society.
So this is how liberty dies. With thunderous applause.
Not in my lifetime, folks. Not in my lifetime. By the way, I wanted to mention something here. I had heard on the radio today what they're doing in jolly old England. Do you know that they now have the police out there? You can't argue with your wife. You can be charged for having, it's more than mental cruelty. They're dreaming up some more. This is how Orwellian all this is getting, folks. And the reason I mention England is because if it happens there, it is going to happen here. Just as the banking crisis first popped up its little ugly head in England, I said, hold on, folks, here it comes. Yeah, the social re-engineers are hard at work. And by the way, Galactic Empire, my eyeball. How about the Galactic Democracy? I think that would be don't you
exactly.
Feel, don't Chris, don't you feel proud living in this great galactic democracy?
Heil the galactic democracy.
I'm telling you. George in Texas, anything else?
Well, in England, that's what you get when you turn in your guns.
Well, and you know, that, thank you, George, for mentioning this, because when the people over in jolly old England have had enough, what are they going to fight with?
They're going to probably have to grab a 2x4 or a lead pipe.
Bad words, a 2x4 or a lead pipe. You're exactly right. I might go in the business of importing Louisville Sluggers into England.
but John, you know the thing is, with these TSA officers, even though this incident, don't be surprised if it starts happening more and more when somebody's, when you see this guy with a grin on his face, body scanning his wife. He may not remember his wife, that TSA worker, but that husband's sure going to remember his face.
Well, and again here, I mean, I want to take all the nastiness and all the rancor out of this thing. People have to start bearing their own responsibility here. And we don't need a bunch of goons telling us what to do, when to do it, how to do it. Hell, if they'd let me on board a damn aircraft with a handgun, I guarantee you that puppy would never be hijacked. And by the way, Mr. Pilot, we're going to make this a lot easier. Drop below 10,000 feet. I'm opening up the back door. The perp is going out with no chute. We could have his flotation device for the impact. At any rate, everybody hang on. Thanks for your call, George. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Chris, you're going to hang around with me into the next hour?
Sure.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure you didn't have some duty to do there. Jeff,
I can do that.
Okay, Jeff and Lark and others, hang on. We'll get your calls as well. 800-313-9443. Kind of an open phone Wednesday. I know it doesn't rhyme, but that's the best I could do. We'll be right back. Introducing the new Go.